Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is 2022 president of the Placer County Association of Realtors, branch manager for Lion Real Estate in Auburn, and my golf buddy. Good morning, Bill Evans.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to share more about real estate. It's a very hot topic these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has been for quite a while. So I'm looking forward to this opportunity and appreciate you and the station for providing it to us.
Absolutely. As long as the coffee's hot, we're good to go, right?
Exactly. If the coffee's hot, and so is the conversation.
Right. Full disclosure, when I'm not on the radio, I get to work with Bill at the Lion Auburn office. What role does Placer County Association of Realtors play in the industry, Bill?
Wow. Yeah, it's a great question, Doug. And people kind of look at real estate on the home and garden type of version, which is 30 minutes and we're all smiling and driving fancy cars. And there's so much more depth to what we do for the public in our community. Real estate, we believe, is at the center of everything healthy in our community. You look at how the dollars transpose in our economy. So much is created by this. So we're the arm and representation of professional real estate. We agree to a national standard code of ethics, which then comes to our state association, California Association of Realtors, and then comes to our local association, the Placer County Association. So we believe in professional standards. We have grievance procedures. We're heavily involved. We're also involved in local government relations at every level, whether that's Board of Supervisors all the way up to governor. We try to understand and know the situations that affect our entire community. So as real estate goes, we believe the community goes.
As 2022 president, your theme is honor, integrity, and service. So tell me all about that.
A lot of people look at real estate and they may have had a good or a bad experience, and you know, there's always unique circumstances within the industry.
Right.
Our whole goal is to lift professionalism to a high, high standard. And it's what the consumers deserve. It's what fair competition will allow. So the better we are, if we are all competing with each other for business, I believe, and we believe, that the consumers in the end win. So honor is everything. When the lights are on, when the lights are off, it's about honor and integrity and providing a level of service. And as you know, Doug, and friends of ours who are in the industry, we can work many countless hours and never be compensated for that time.
Sure.
Time away from our family or the time away from other pursuits. It's an interesting business based on, you know, only being paid on a successful transaction. So I believe if we keep the standard high, we'll maintain that integrity and allow people the best of what we can offer them in this industry.
Yep, I always say no secrets and no surprises, and we work with a lot of knuckleheads out there, and I love the fact that honor, integrity, and service means everyone's going to end up happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good people, Doug, in the industry that just haven't had, I believe a number of them haven't had the opportunity to get good quality training
right.
And support. As one of our missions as well at the association, our education committee is amazing. We put on so many helpful classes and seminars. So there's constantly knowledge available. There's ability to grow within your career. And a lot of it just comes from people don't understand the industry when they come into it brand new, and it's kind of a shock and awe thing.
So, right.
But there's plenty of resources. Just reach out and they're there.
Sure. Who are the members of PCAR and how do they all fit into the real estate transaction process?
Well, the majority of the members obviously are realtors, which are professional real estate agents, but we also have a significant contingent in our association of affiliates, which could be our friends and coworkers in title, escrow, home inspectors, photographers, construction, you know, you name it, top to bottom on everything you can imagine that can transpire within a home purchase. We have so many friends and affiliates that are members of our association as well. We have one of the largest contingents in the state of affiliate members, which we're very proud of. And because together, it's an old saying, but it takes a village. Can't imagine what our lives would be like without all of our friends in the business that do all those extra functions. And we, kind of like an orchestra, we're the conductors of the orchestra. We need to know how all the instruments should sound and be played,
right.
But we don't play them.
Right.
So it's about coordinating those efforts to make a successful transaction for our clients.
Why should I work with a realtor rather than just a real estate agent?
It's a good question, Doug, and a lot of people don't understand the difference. we do believe in a nationally as well as locally and statewide code of ethics and a standard of professional care. It's important to know that someone has committed to that level of service and support within the industry. To not have that is missing a great piece of protection for the consumers, as well as just a kind of a standard bearer for where we should be as an industry, always trying to do the best we can be.
How does the Placer County Association of Realtors interact with the community? What are some of the great things that you guys do?
One of the cool things, our foundation, and we've given out over $600,000 in charitable donations through the PCAR Foundation. We support over 20 local charities, and we've also have a neat program for giving out scholarships every year. Obviously, COVID had a little bit of an impact on that and took fundraising to a different kind of scenario, but now that things are opening up, it's gotten strong again. It's amazing what the foundation has done. And so many of these charitable organizations, the funds we give them aren't earmarked to be specific to something we want. It's funds that they can use within their organization as they see fit, which is a big deal because a lot of donations are tied to certain things being accomplished. Ours are just to support their organizations. So it's an effort that everyone, for all the events we put on, for every ticket buyer or people that contribute and play a role in this, it's an amazing process and has had a huge impact on our local community.
One of the fun events from the past, too, that has been on hold during the pandemic was the big pool party over at Thunder Valley. Is that coming back this year?
We're hoping. Thunder Valley was kind of anxious about doing it, obviously, with all the concerns over COVID.
Sure.
And then they also did a lot of work on the pool area. None of that was caused by us. So we're hoping so. It'd be great to have another event there.
Nice.
Part of that's put on by the Young Professionals Network. Real proud of their role in our association. A lot of people have an image of what real estate is, and I know I came in the business in my early 20s. We have a very robust Young Professionals Network, and now we're looking, I was watching the news this morning, the millennials that are in the marketplace to acquire have increased, I think, 17% wanting to buy real estate today. So the fact that we support and encourage that networking and growth of younger agents in the business tuned into that buying segment is awesome. We have also one of the strongest and most recognized young professional networks within the state. Our chair on that, Jordan, has been honored for that role that he has played.
They do good work, no question about it.
They do great work, yeah. And it's not just for the young, it's for the young at heart.
Absolutely. What pieces of legislation are on the table right now that our listeners should be aware of that might be impacting home ownership?
One specifically, AB 1771, has our attention. CAR has a strong oppose to this legislation. What it's looking at doing is if you're selling a property within 3 years, it was originally focused on going after people who flip properties,
right.
But it affects far more than that. If you sell the property within a three-year window, they are proposing an additional 25% capital gains tax on top of the other capital gains that you would have to deal with within the federal government. This cannot be. This will devastate the ability to get houses. So I know people, you and I both do, Doug, that flip homes and do this, some of them for a full living, but some as a side,
right,
without converting some of these homes that are not traditionally financeable. These aren't pristine, ready-to-go homes. A lot of these are distressed properties that without that skill set and their ability to buy those cash, they turn around, fix them, and then put them on the market as viable housing for someone to buy, whether they're using FHA, VA, or any other kind of financing.
Sure.
So we're actually adding to inventory. This would reduce inventory. It's another signal to say, you know, maybe you don't want to be in the real estate business, which is negatively going to impact housing.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects all of us. And anyone who rents or knows someone who rents today, rents have just gone crazy high.
Mm-hmm.
So owning is still a viable process. It's still a dream that people can believe in.
Well, it seems like the legislation was targeting primarily flippers, but, you know, there is a lot of cases like you and I, you know, we buy a house, we get a job transfer within 3 years. That's going to affect us.
It will. And let's say you and I wanted to buy a duplex and we wanted to make an investment because we're a little unsure of the stock market. And real estate over the long run usually does quite well for wealth creation.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I decide, you know, let's sell it and maybe just think of something else to do with the money. It would affect us as well as obviously the tenants who live there. So if profit can't be made, if you overtax, part of the other challenge is we have a surplus. This is unnecessary. So and I just wonder sometimes, I think people just, it's a lack of knowledge of what the industry does and how important it affects the entire economy of our state.
Yeah, before I got into the business, I had no idea we didn't get paid by the hour.
Yeah, you think of everything we go through, Doug, and you look at the Home Depot and Lowe's and Ace Hardware and all these great places, R.C. Willey, all of our friends in the area, you know, companies large and small, and the benefit of home ownership and what that means throughout our entire economy. Neighborhoods do better with people who own and have pride of ownership.
Right.
It means more, and people don't think about it, and I understand why. Everyone's into their own world. We all have our own challenges in life. I'm just trying to be a voice that hopefully can strike a chord of reason and say, look, let's think of things that are good. And, you know, when you want to address housing, you don't tax it. What you want to do is find out how we can create more reasonable and affordable housing. And there are things that we can do to change that, but we need to work together. So we're big believers in what we say is the realtor party. That's neither blue or red or left or right. This is about what benefits the consumers of real estate as well as the industry itself. So we focus on where's the direction. We're currently with our local candidate review. We're doing interviews with local candidates running for office to find out what is their position within the community, what is their vision going forward, and do they understand the importance of real estate as a key player in that function. So it's involved. We have 17 committees that are chaired by and manned by all volunteers. We have a staff of 8. Now, soon we're interviewing to hire a 9th person. So it's amazing with an organization of over 4,000 members that this is being run by a staff of 8, and the rest of us are all realtor and affiliate volunteers. It's a great testimony to the heart of this industry.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Bill Evans, 2022 president of the Placer County Association of Realtors. Find out more about the PCAR Foundation. Go to PCAOR.com, and you can also find PCAR on Facebook. Now, staying local, Bill, an agent in our Auburn office was just recognized with a national award. What's the story behind that?
What a terrific story. Samantha Meltz has been with us for a number of years, and we have a program for heroes, and originally started out military on the move, and then we expanded it to be first responders, police and fire. Samantha has put together over 22 transactions with veterans. She was honored nationally as a hero of the year for helping that many veterans. We don't sometimes think about the veterans and those who have served.
Right.
My son is a veteran, one of my sons, and it's such an important role. There is still hope for buying. You know, we, a couple of years ago, helped a veteran who was in his 70s buy his first home. And it was quite an emotional process.
Amazing.
So the Veterans Administration is alive and well. A lot of people remember that have been in the business for a while that those were long and harder transactions.
Right.
They have become so streamlined today. Typically, you can do these transactions within 30 days, maybe a little longer, depends on the property. What an honor for Samantha.
Yeah.
And there's zero brag on her. She's just a total giving-type servant person and has done amazing work. Liz in Forest Hill has done just stellar in her career.
Yep.
Couldn't
we
be
love
more,
Sam.
More proud of her.
Yep. We love Sam. Yep. What message would you like to share with our listeners looking to buy a house in these interesting economic times?
Well, I think there's some hope. You know, we hear a lot of, you know, inflation and gas prices, and you know, there's obviously some news on the horizon that could shake anyone's confidence. What I believe we're going to see is a bit of a softening. Of course, we're still inventory tight. We're still in a seller's market. But with the rates coming up, and if we can get a little more inventory on the market, we should see a leveling. And it's tough to say, Doug. There's so many things going on right now that can affect us. I believe there's hope, but they need to be ready. They need to be prepared, be fully approved by a local lender, and understand what it means to make an offer in this marketplace and move forward. So it's a complex transaction. They need to hire a realtor who will put their interests first and foremost in their mind and in duty. And it can be done. We've had a lot of great successes for people coming into the market first time. You know, I was looking at, as you know, I do a lot of analysis on markets. I was looking at the market in the Bay Area, and we're still seeing a good amount of people coming from the Bay. The price differential between their price per square foot and value is significant compared to ours. Ours is still an attractive price. So I know for some of us locally, it seems like prices have kind of gotten carried away, and in some cases probably have.
Right.
But there's a lot more hope, and when you compare it to other markets and the quality of our schools and our economy, this is an amazing place to be. So don't give up hope. Work with a professional, and your dream can come true. You just have to make it a high enough priority and move your budget to make it so.
Well, it feels like a great time to break in as a new realtor in such a fast-paced, strong market. Is that the case? Is it a good time to get into real estate?
I think it's always a good time, Doug. I mean, when COVID first hit, our industry obviously had some challenges.
Right.
Getting on level footing. I think this industry is amazing. I've seen people transition out of many other different careers. We've had some, you know, some success stories Some people can hit it right off. It's not just the land of milk and honey. It takes work, and it's more work than people think it is.
Right.
But I think it's always a good time to be in real estate. I love this industry. I love the freedom of it. I love the opportunity that no matter how tough yesterday was, tomorrow can be a brighter day. It also gives the flexibility for work schedules. You know, we've seen a lot of parents, single parents, or parents that have childcare potential or challenges. Make it work. This is a business that has that level of flexibility, as opposed to a straight 8-to-5 type job. I love this business. I think it's always a good time. Get the right foundation. Have a good plan. And then again, have a structure around how you plan to succeed. Align yourself with good professionals.
Yeah, and one of the first things you taught me is you can make a decent living in real estate working half days, and you get to pick which 12 hours.
Exactly. I was told that by my first broker, and I thought half day sounded good, and I came to realize he really meant 12 hours a day. It was a tougher business back then. Technology has made some things easier. But like I said, be with the right people. Associate yourself with the right people. It's important.
Well, and the bottom line is you get out of it what you put into it.
I agree 100%.
Well, you touched on this a little bit too. A lot of folks moving east out of the Bay Area. What are some of the key elements that are driving people to move to Placer County?
Part of it, Doug, was Prop 19, which was supported by, the legislation was created by CAR, is a tax portability. So a lot of people who have, I came out of the Bay Area, as you know, many, many years ago, but a lot of people had acquired homes in the Bay and they have a low tax base. This, Prop 19 allows them to move within the state now. Before, those were limited by county that would cooperate. This is statewide. They can move and keep their tax base. So they can come up here. One, we're about a third of the cost of, if you look across the board at the Bay. I was pulling up Alameda County earlier, and, they're running right in the $800 to $850 a square foot for the whole county.
Wow.
And right now, Placer County is running around $350 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
So the value proposition is amazing. Our schools, our economy, our community is I believe, phenomenal, mm-hmm. having compared both. There's great opportunity, and Prop 19 can help that happen, where they can keep their low tax base and come up here for a different kind of lifestyle. COVID also made working from home, telecommuting, as well as education from home, more of a reality. So we're seeing people that are looking to have a lifestyle change within their home and their residence to accommodate that, whether it's the work from home, the homeschooling, and being able to connect for all the Zoom meetings.
Yeah, I always say you can sell your house in the Bay Area, come over here and buy her two or three of them, right?
Yep, just about. and depending on what part of the Bay Area, and we've done that analysis, literally it's 3-to-1. So you could sell a tract home, and we just had a client go through this in Fremont. They sold a tract home for a little over $1 million, and what they bought up here for $750,000 was just eye-popping. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So we have the advantage. A lot of people who left California for Idaho or other markets were attracted by low prices, but so many people have gone into those markets. Those prices have changed significantly. So I still believe we have a great value proposition here. I love Placer County and the support we get from the community and local businesses. It's an amazing place to be. And you just feel a sense of community. I felt that when I was younger growing up in the Bay Area. On the East Bay, but it kind of over time seemed to erode into just this huge sprawl of traffic jams and everyone racing to go nowhere. That was my feeling.
Right. Sure. Well, what is it that defines a buyer or seller market, and which one are we in now?
It's a good question, Doug. A seller's market is based on closed escrows, 3 months or less of inventory. Right now, we're running at about 1 to 1.5 months of inventory. When it hits 3 to 6 months of inventory based on closed sales, then you're in a neutral market. This is easier for clients to negotiate. Sellers are a little more flexible. Buyers have a little more power. Now, if it goes beyond 6 months of inventory based on closings, you're now shifting into a buyer's market where the power and the negotiation ability of the buyer becomes strong. So in markets, and we saw this happen in the 2008 era, there was far more inventory than there were buyers. And
right.
So we shifted from what previous to that collapse was a strong seller's market. We shifted, it felt like almost overnight into a very, very strong buyer's market. And so we'll see some adjustments coming up in the market. How far that's going to go, it depends. The Fed right now is putting out a vision of two more raises at half a point each on the interest. And so we'll see if that's necessary and what the everything's an adjustment. It's hard to describe all the different moving parts, but you know, obviously inflation isn't temporary. And, you know, we need to deal with it. And you don't have to go any further than, you know, hitting your local gas station or your grocery store to know that. So these are going to have an impact. But again, we have affordability. So then it's also about setting priorities. I think we're going to see people budgeting a little more. I think we'll be a little more conservative, I would hope, you know, and just kind of see what's going to transpire in the market. Real estate, I believe, and I've seen this over many, many years, if you can hold on, it always will give a good return on investment. But it's just a matter of how long that takes.
Real estate, notoriously one of the best ways to build wealth ever, right?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And if you look at the great wealth, the underpinning of it is almost always real estate.
Well, we're running out of time, Bill. What would you like to leave our listeners with this morning?
Don't give up the dream. You know, if you don't own a home, there's ways to get there. If you had, let's say you went through trouble in 2008, we have affiliates and friends that can help rebuild credit and then address those challenges. It's an amazing opportunity out there, I believe. And the real estate market is always changing. You know, we notice it on a daily basis. I believe in hope. I think there's a great future ahead of us.
Think positive.
Yep. Think positive and make it happen. Right, Doug?
That's right. That's right.
I love the idea of helping people understand this is very real. These are your neighbors who are in our business. We're in your community. We live here. We work here. And we're proud of it. We're proud of that connection.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Bill Evans, 2022 president of the Placer County Association of Realtors and branch manager for Lion Real Estate in Auburn. If you're thinking about getting into real estate, you can find out more at PCAR.com. That's PCAOR.com. You can also look for PCAR on Facebook. Thank you for your time, Bill.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.